do this now?
Yes, you might as well just. Nothing to do with the meeting, we each do one.
Is there a question you need to fill out?
Yes. Do you know anybody that's stealing from the district?
We've done this before.
Once, twice. Yeah, you can, yeah, I just can get the minutes down.
My wife is special.
That's true, and you can give that to her.
Commissioners, the January minutes are not there. The December minutes, did you get the January minutes?
Oh, I see, the December.
Yeah, the December minutes, the January minutes came to me and she had to correct a few things, so we'll have to table that for next.
We'll still do the December and get those out of the way.
And also the February one is there too as well, the special.
This is Katula, right?
Sorry. The January minutes.
I haven't opened any.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's reading these minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to answer these and then we'll start the meeting.
Are you okay back there, Ms. Fox?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to open the February 19, 2015 Board of Fire Commissioners meeting at 1:06. Do we have anybody recording today? Could you acknowledge, is that Amy Cates?
Yes.
All right. Barbara Trainer Tessier, thank you. Here, we've got two sets of minutes. One which you wouldn't be able to vote on because you weren't here the last meeting. Special, so I'll give you a minute to read those. I'm going to make a motion that we accept the minutes of the February 9th, 2015 special meeting of the Board of Fire Commissioners as written. Do I hear a second?
Second.
That's the second from Commissioner Hadley. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. The minutes for the ninth meeting are approved. Chief, just for the record, will the January minutes that of our last meeting are not ready. They were being corrected, redrafted.
That is correct. There was a few errors on the minutes on that. It was hard to understand. My mic must not have been on. It was very difficult for her to understand. So she's still working on the minutes.
Okay, we'll deal with those at the next meeting.
Apologize.
make a motion that we accept the minutes of the December 18, 2014 Board of Fire Commissioners meeting. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 It's unanimous. So the only minutes we have outstanding are the January 2015 regular meeting. Public comment? Okay, no public comment. Chief's report.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. It's good to see everybody out of the snow here. If you're about the around the village and anybody's finding a hard time finding hydrants or they need some help with their exhaust, would you please give us a call? We will take care of that. We're working with the fire water department with the fire hydrants. So as we speak now, so we have a detail out for an hour a day. The on duty crew is doing a detail today for the about an hour a day, just getting hydrants cleared. There are still some that are still under snow.
Do we know if any of the hydrants are frozen? Is that anything we check?
They should not be frozen because unless they have opened them, because they are clamped down. It's about 16 to 18 turns to have water come up through that hydrant. That piston goes down about that deep, and usually there is no freezing. Doesn't happen at that level. It happens in the hydrant itself when someone doesn't close it completely and it leaks by. So we would obviously know right off the bat once we opened it. We'll probably end up finding a lot of happenings on Sunday. Sunday's supposed to be a warm day, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of, not roof collapse, but a lot of problems with drainage. And supposedly the rain's supposed to be coming too as well. So that's going to be interesting, and we're going to try to get to those hydrants. If you know of anybody that needs our assistance, please just give them our number. We will definitely get down there at some point, put them on a list, get down there and clean out their area. We've been doing a lot of that this last month, January.
We had any calls on basements full of water or anything of that nature?
We've had a couple, but not so much. A few pipes broken, but nothing major. It's going to happen now, though, because when the weather starts, getting warmer, that's when we're going to notice the water. The pipes are already broken. Nothing's going to come out until it warms up, and then. So I'm sure we're going to have a few pipe broken. But we do have a lot. We had a lot of calls on COs for their exhaust systems are plugged up from snow. The carbon oxide.
Sea-oaks.
Yeah, I'm sea-oaks. Sorry. I'm my apologies. Carbon oxide. Sea-oaks, yeah.
COs.
But it's been unbelievable. Okay, the monthly report for January, we've had 44 rescue calls. We were a very busy month. It was a total of 99 calls. 44 was rescue and 55 were public assist with fire calls and CO calls. Very, very busy with that storm coming through. I do have a report for the commissioners for Juneau for the storm in January. A little over 10 grand we spent on overtime and bringing people back to cover the district. It was quite a storm. As you can see, our roads are still pretty tough right now, so we're working on that. But we were amazed that, we had a couple of calls on the outside of us of fires, and thank God it didn't turn out to be such, but a lot of water damage too as well when they're the COs plus the alarm systems going off. So we're pretty busy. The Comstar report, I have it here for you guys too, and I'll give that to you. At this point, and this is for December. Excuse me, it's for February. Let's see, the first. Actually, it's for February 1, 2014. To January 31, 2015, between those months, the year, 73.21% they have us as collected. A total of transports was 328 at that point. And they give out a total number, and I'll give that to you. We're at, in January of 2015, we're at $47,109.98 is the ending balance. And I'll give that report to you. Okay, for our budget, still on ComStar, we did raise the percentage. The 2015 rates have gone into effect probably next month. So those will be in effect. And the percentage, I believe, was, whatever we said, was it 60%? I think 70%, okay. I knew it was one of the percentages that we put out there. We had a couple of them. So we did raise it to that percentage that we said in our meeting. And like I said, probably next month it will be in effect, probably in March.
Be interesting to see how that affects.
Right.
Receivables, so to speak.
Exactly. Right now in our budget, the last report that I got from our budget was January 22nd, 2015. We're at 54% of our budget spent. And so we're getting a little nervous. Our sick time is through the roof right now, and that's a real red flag that we have right we're working on. So we really need to keep an eye on our sick call our sick line item. And there is a few others that are getting to the 80% mark and 90% mark, but most of those are what we usually normally get for this time of the. You know, so it's not a big red flag. It's the stick that's the red flag right now that's going on. But we're still making it. We have 4%. This report was done on the 22nd of January, so the month is already almost passed. So, you know, we spent 54% of the budget at 50% of the year. So that's not too bad out of, especially with all the stick that we've done. So I think we're pretty close to on the mark. I remember looking at the percentage in the beginning of the month, and we were at 48%. So we were doing 2% better than what our total budget is. So that's something that we want to keep an eye on. Last year, we were about 2% less than we are now. So we are higher this year than we were from last year. So that's something to really keep an eye on.
Can you go over for the board what do you do on sick leave when somebody's out? What are your requirements?
Well, we have our requirements is getting a doctor's note after the four tours is up. We actually request a doctor's note, and
tours being a week.
Yes, being the week. If they're out three, actually, we ask for a doctor's note. Three 24-hour shifts in a row, They furnish us with a doctor's note, and then if they don't come back, hopefully the doctor will tell us when they'll come back. When they do come back, they'll furnish us with a fit for duty, saying that they're okay and that they're can go back to active duty. Right now, we asked one personnel to give us another letter, and that person did. So we have another letter. One person's been out quite a bit. Since September, so we got to figure out what we want to do with that. That's quite a bit of sick time.
How many people are out?
We had only one person out right now, and what's happening though with that one person out, we have one at the academy, and we also have.
We have somebody up.
They'll be graduating February 27th, so that will be at full staff. February 27th, well, minus that one person that's been out since September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our ambulance is here, not at the station. It's in North Attleboro. It looks great. It's being lettered right now. And I tell you, Lieutenant Sergeant did a wonderful job on this, and the people that helped him, the firefighters that helped him at the station. You all be very proud of this ambulance. It's a beautiful ambulance, really nice, looks strong, and we're hoping that this TerraStar, this Lifeline, holds better than what we had. You are certainly not going to need springs for this one and airbags and airlift for this one. So this is really exciting. It's exciting for us. So it is in North Attleboro. We should be receiving it maybe Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, said, depending on the weather. And I'd like to, I'm going to call the newspapers up. When they do call us in, they're going to appear. I'll call the newspapers up and have them get there because I think it's very important. We need to get that in the paper. It's such a nice looking ambulance. Can't wait. This is about the sixth or seventh ambulance of its kind on Cape Cod. So it's kind of nice. Really, really psyched about
and
this.
And when do you anticipate it will be in service?
In service, less than a week.
Oh.
We're going to put this, it's going to be, it should be about 5 days, business
after
week.
After we get it?
Yep, after we get it. We'll have 5 days of training, 5 days to transfer everything over. Actually, 1 or 2 days to transfer everything over, and about 4 days of training on it prior to. So we really want to drive this. It's a little different than what we have. It's a truck. It's a smaller version than what, say, our neighbor Calm has, Calm Fire Department, but it's larger than what we have now. So it's going to be it's a little different, but it should work out really well. Very nice looking.
When do we give up the old one?
Well, in 5 days, we're going to get that.
They'll take it. Did we trade it?
Yep, we did trade it. they were asking anybody. Would anybody like an ambulance? they just wholesale it. We did get the $14,000 off. I went up there last week with a check of $230,187. As you know, the trade-in value was $14,000 for our old ambulance, and since we took option A to pay it right off, we got $3,800 off of that, and we actually have $5,400 left in that budget line item. So we did really well on speccing this, but we'd like to hold on to that money until we see, if we need anything else for the ambulance that that the state is requiring. The state examiner has been called. He will be here next week to give an inspection of the ambulance to put it in service. So the state will be finished with that. I have to get a new plate for that ambulance, so I'll have to go see the registry on Monday, see if I can get a new plate for it. But they do have transfer plates anyways that we can use. So that's good for there. So we're under budget, but I'm hoping we can stay under budget on this. But I'm sure there's a few things that we missed, like maybe like an extra tank of oxygen and stuff like that.
That back until the year was up anyways.
Okay, great. It's just I just want to make sure that this gets in service and we can work out some bugs on it and figure out what we need to make sure everything is what we need. We're just going to transfer everything from the older ambulance to this brand new ambulance.
I think our policy is to keep money for 2 years and then turn it back. We haven't used it anyway.
That's right. It was. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there's no. If we're finished with it this year, we'll turn it back.
Yeah, great.
Chief, did you have to reconfigure anything in that ambulance bay to fit the new ambulance?
We did, actually. And you being in the fire service, we had some room constraints there. So the heater was actually down on that side. So what we're going to do is we actually took our gear, our turnout gear that was in the apparatus bay behind the ambulance, is moved into our locker room that we changed. So now we have all the gear inside in the locker room, very nicely done, professionally done. And the gear lockers are from a company out of California, really excellent. They look great. So we have that extra room to put a fire engine on that side now. And we're going to take the ambulance and put it on the other side because of the heater, where the heater is located. The box of the ambulance is right in the way of where the heat is going to come in, where the fire truck's a little bit shorter in the box, so it could sneak under it. So we're going to just switch those. We do have our clean room, which works out perfect. It's right in the middle of the station, so either way, it would work out really well. So yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's excellent, though. Thank you very much for the ambulance, new ambulance. I can't wait. But everybody's very excited for this, so I'm really excited for them.
We have an open house on it in the spring.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. We'll have firehouse chili then. we'll open it up with firehouse chili and get everybody for a ride, a good ride. So we won't take you to the hospital. How's that? So we're excited about that.
Anything, any questions on old business? Okay. New business, Chief?
You see Explorer Post 263. That is going very strong, very good. Those are our 14-year-olds to 21-year-olds, men and women. It's just they've done a fantastic job. We have a total of 8 right now. We had 9, but one matriculated out. And actually, one actually went to West Barnstable, too, so we had actually 10, I think it was. But we're getting more calls for it now, which is really nice, from the Barnstable High School. We have, like I said before, 2 interns from Barnstable, different program. So we're very busy at the firehouse. We're showing our job and our profession to our younger folks, and it's great. So hopefully we can attract more younger people into our career and get them situated. And I'm really excited because we have 2 from Barnstable High School and possibly 1 in the summer to intern. This young fellow, and this son, Liam, he wants to go to med school, actually. He wants to be a physician, which is really cool. But he really is focusing on being a paramedic for us. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of really nice. A couple of doctors I know have done that road. It's just kind of really neat. So I'm really excited for this young fellow. He wrote an awesome letter to us thanking us to go into Barnstable High School and displaying Cotuit Fire Department and what we do and how we do it. And it was well received. We ended up getting some really good letters from some teachers, and looks like we have our, you know, all of our ducks in a row. It looks really good, and I'm very proud of that. So very proud of our station. So we're moving forward. And I have here where it says position advisor. We have one scout that actually started this with me, with us at the firehouse, and this is Matthew Tavares. He's our lieutenant, Explorer lieutenant, and he's the highest ranking Explorers right now for us. He's going to matriculate out. He's in college right now, and I mean by matriculating out, he's going to be too old. But he lives in Falmouth. We have 2 from Falmouth, actually. He lives in Falmouth, and he would love to be on our call department. He's 9 miles away. So what I was going to ask the board is if we could create an advisory position, do a dual role, advisory slash call, so he could participate in the call department but be our advisor to the Boy Scouts of America, to the Explorer Post. As you know, the fire chief is fairly busy, and it's hard for me to keep up this program, and I really don't want to see this program go. And this young fella, I asked this young fella before I wanted to bring it to you folks if that would be some of an interest, and he said, absolutely. Now, he did get his first responder on his own. He needs to get his EMT to be call firefighter for us, and he'll do that over the summer. But this is an opportunity, I think, for us to continue with this program and have a call firefighter as the go-to person, like the liaison, if you will, for the fire department, working with me, the fire chief, into this. And well, I guess what I'm asking is, 1, I'd like to create this position, and 2, I'd like to extend the 6 miles to 10 miles. He's 9 something, but I might as well just do 10 miles, you know. And I know the union contract does say 6 miles, but these folks are not unionized. They're, you know, they are our call firefighters, and he's stepped up tremendous on trying to do something really good for this district, and I applaud him for doing all what he's doing. He's making SOPs. He's writing everything for this post. He's fantastic. All I have to do is just sign it, and he's just great at what he does. So I'm asking for your permission if we could do that.
I think my first comment would be, it's tough to turn a volunteer down. And my second question would be, is time of the essence? Is 30 days to allow us a little time to comprehend this?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's coming home in the summer. He does. He comes home in May, I believe. But he's been coming home monthly just for our monthly meetings. This is how dedicated he is. You know, he's coming home. His father actually works at Falmouth Fire as a dispatcher there, was at Mashpee Fire Department for years. So he's been involved in the fire service quite a bit. But he's been coming home every 2 weeks. On Friday night, from 6 o'clock to 8:30, we're at the firehouse doing training with these folks, showing them what an explorer needs to explore our job as a firefighter. So we've been doing training. We did ice rescue with them last week. It's just been great. It's just been great having them there. The morale is awesome when these young fellas and young ladies come in and do this job. Our firefighters see that, and it's great. They come and help, and it's just a good thing for our department. Yes.
Have you touched base with the union to see what their feeling is?
I haven't. I haven't reached out to the union. I figured if you guys said no, then I wouldn't have to do that. If you guys said yes, then I will reach out to the union president.
We just don't want to cause a stir, that's all.
Yep, I could certainly do that, and I have no issues. I don't believe that the right now the program is going really well. I don't believe that they'll have a problem with a policy change like that. They may come to you and say 10 miles, but that's something that you folks can, you know, discuss in negotiations.
Well, I think we should take give ourselves a month. Today's not, it's a little, I mean, that's like I said, I don't like to turn down a volunteer.
Right.
And our call department is very dear to me personally, and I like to do anything I can for it because I think it's great value to the district. But I think it would be wise for us to take a month, and perhaps you could discuss with them also and come back to us. But
I appreciate every thought. Thank you very much. Like I said, this young fella has done quite a bit for us, and it's just, I hate to let him go when he's so energetic in doing this stuff, and you know, it's contagious. You know, when you have someone that really loves the job. So, and I'd like to keep that around the firehouse.
Let's bring it back on our next regular meeting.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
We'll make our decision. We'll bring it up for a vote at least.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you. The last thing was the call department. I just wanted to touch base with the call department. The call department is probably probably growing more than it has since I've been here for 6 years. Now, this is my seventh year coming in July. We have a total of 14 call members, a total of 12 full-time. So we are looking good. This call department is solid. The only thing that we ask the call members is to participate more. We're having a hard time with some of these folks coming back. Don't know if it's their job or what, but they're having a real hard time coming back. We do have 5 in the academy right now. 5. So it's great. And these 5, I'm hoping that they come back. They've been coming back. They go to the academy Mondays and Thursdays, and we have drills on Thursdays, and all 5 of them have been coming back to train with us. So I got to tell you, it's just been great. We started our monthly training again, and it's just been wonderful to see the Commissioner, you were there in ice rescue the other day, and I meant to say that. I appreciate you coming to that. That was excellent.
It's my pleasure to be there.
Thank you.
Know.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much. It's always wonderful to see a commissioner at one of our drills. But we were out there, and we were out doing ice rescue drill at last Tuesday night in the ocean. So it was 6-7 inches.
What?
6 or 7 inches deep.
Oh, ice.
I mean, ice, the thick, rather. It was unbelievable, yeah.
I saw footprints on down around Ropes' this morning.
Right, I know. You're looking at 7 inches right now, 6 to 7 inches. I could not believe
one
that.
More than that.
Yeah, yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, definitely. With saying that, there is no ice that's safe other than a skating rink, okay? So no one should go out in the ponds or the ocean, especially the ocean, but... But that's all I wanted to bring up. The call department, I'm very pleased with those 5 people that have come, that have stepped up. And we're looking forward to seeing Ty Anderson and John Halbert again. We know they've been very busy doing their paramedic program. As you know, they did this on their own. And again, that's an $8,800 venture that they took upon themselves. They're realizing that, you know, we hire paramedics usually. So it's kudos and my hats go off to those two for doing that. But we've kind of lost them and because school is very difficult. It's very difficult, the schooling. But they're done with their didactic part of the school. So now they're doing their practical end, which they're connecting to the hospitals. Yep. So hopefully we'll get them back in another half a year, and they'll be finished. And then we'll have two more paramedics on the call department, so which would be really great.
Along the line of the call department and taking it back to the budget, and I was remiss on the budget because we really probably should have a meeting on the budget alone just to sit down and go over it.
Definitely.
I'm not sure when we last dealt with the call department.
The budget?
With their wages.
I'm sorry, say that again?
With their wages.
Oh, we did that 2 years ago.
Did
they're up to, yeah, they're up to, they do really well. They're up to $19 and
okay.
Like 58 cents.
Was it 2 years ago we did
it? It was about 2 years ago we did that. It might have been.
We hadn't
even,
done it a long time.
We hadn't. When I first got here, we didn't do it. And then about 2 years ago we did that. We increased their
okay.
pay. Yeah. So they start out at $13.02, but they jump up after the year to like $19, 19 something. So $19.52, I believe it is. So they do very well. And then lieutenants make a little more. We have Lieutenant Jennifer Barth on there. She makes a little more than the others as a lieutenant. And then Ty, I believe, makes a little more for being there. For, I don't know, he's 9 years, I think, 9, 10 years he's been there. So, yeah.
Okay.
So definitely we've been keeping up with that. Yep.
And just on the budget, to revisit that agenda item, would you folks like to sit down at just a budget meeting, or you want to do it in a regular meeting?
No, I think a budget meeting, so there's no disturbance or anything,
yeah.
Just make sure.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Sometime first week in March.
Sure.
That's
okay.
Going to be.
Why don't we have a regular meeting?
We'll do the regular time, which would be Thursday.
March 19th would be the third Thursday, and the second is the Monday. March 2nd is the first Monday.
I know I won't be here on that.
Okay.
I would be here the following week.
The 26th. We can put it for the 26th.
I can be here for that.
Okay.
For a regular meeting on the 26th.
Yeah. So we'll do it the 4th Tuesday. I'll put it out for that. Thursday, excuse me.
We could have a budget meeting
after.
Or before. I was thinking before. We don't want to get too late into that.
The budget needs to be presented to the Financial Committee, I believe, by March.
Yeah.
At some point in March. I think we've
draft,
done it.
And we futz and,
right.
And,
right.
and push it all the way back. But I think we need to do a line item meeting on the budget. So, could I see your calendar?
Sure.
You guys?
What day is it?
Fifth of March is a Thursday. Cinco de Mayo days.
Well, then
it's oh, that's May. That's yeah. right. I'm a little anticipated.
March 5th?
I'm getting excited. Yes. Don't want you to think I like my careers.
I didn't think that.
No, I don't. That'd be great. Do that at 1:00.